Christ is getting ready to enter his time of suffering. He's preparing to lose his freedom and to lose his life, and he knows this. And he is speaking prophetically of how he is sending the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, to us to be our guide, to be our counselor. And of course, this does happen. We will see this happen later in Scripture. But that's important, because the gift of the Holy Spirit and the guidance and the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives, well, it's really hard to function without that. I mean, there are gifts of the Holy Spirit that sort of materialize or manifest themselves in different ways in different people's lives, and that's really not the point. But having the Holy Spirit as a comforter, as a guide, well, that's really irreplaceable in the Christian walk. So we embrace that. We embrace what Jesus is saying he's sending and what he does subsequently send after his ascension. One of those fruits is peace, a peace that passes all understanding. And isn't that one of the most opposed things in life? Look at how many things contend for our peace, because if our peace can be stolen, then we can be very easily thrown into disarray. Without a peace in any situation, it's very hard to think or act clearly or decisively when there's just no peace. Well, like I said, everything is thrown up in the air. It's all chaos. So Jesus ends the reading today, what we read today, by telling them, look, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. And I'm not giving as the world gives. You don't have to be troubled or fearful. I'm going away. And you can rejoice in that, because I'm going away. I'm going away to prepare the place for you. I'm going to intercede before my Father on your behalf. And that's what Jesus does. That's what he is always doing. He is our intercessor before the Father, pleading our case, saying, my blood covers all. This is an amazing mystery. This is an amazing gift, this gift of peace. If we are not operating in the peace of God, in the peace of the Holy Spirit, that's not on God. That's on us, because the offer is there, a peace that passes understanding. Okay, that means in spite of how things look, and truly in spite of how we should feel, we should be shook up about any given situation, there is a peace offered that goes beyond intellect, that is offered to us in every situation. We look at Jesus' life, and I think one of the marking factors of his existence here on earth was his decisiveness, was his peace. He continually removed himself to be with the Father. And we never see Jesus thrown into chaos. We see him always acting with clear mind, right? Well, that's what the offer is to us. So, let's determine in our hearts to take him up on the offer and live in peace.